CJ Ganay for Esoterica, a short feature that delves into the realms of the extraordinary. And today, I'm pleased to present guest contributor Chad Trombley reading his piece, The Cosmic Sock Hop.
We've all been there, sorting laundry, only to find a lone sock staring back at us. Its mate mysteriously vanished. Probably not just once, right? Well, you aren't alone. This global phenomenon leaves us scratching our heads with theories ranging from the mundane to the fantastic. The plausible explanations don't exactly excite the imagination, but they also don't explain the frequency or pervasiveness of these occurrences. Could small areas in your dryer allow the socks to slip away to some unknown recess in your machine? Maybe. Could it be human error? Possibly. Poor folding or sorting practices? Who knows? We're probably all just dropping socks under our beds and behind furniture. None of these really seem to address the magnitude, and I don't know about you, but most of the time, my missing socks never rematerialize. They're just gone, almost as if by magic. There's some stories of sock gnomes and gremlins. This absurd notion comes with a variety of motives, including thievery, whose sole intent is mischief. I'm sure they get a good laugh watching from the shadows as you sort your latest load fresh from the dryer. Another theory is that these actions are perhaps born of necessity. They could use the socks as clothing, or maybe feather their nests, if they have such a thing. And really, who's to say these impish creatures don't have just one foot, making the missing socks their perfect footwear match? That could explain a lot. Could anything be stranger than a one-legged sock goblin opening a portal into your spinning dryer when he's feeling snacky? Then there are scientific theories about particle and wave patterns, where particles pop in and out of existence in what's known as quantum tunneling, as if playing hide-and-seek with reality. Could socks be doing the same, escaping the dryer's pull to reappear who knows where? Scientists are constantly finding new ways to observe matter behaving in ways that were once considered purely theoretical. Take the double slit experiment. It's like the ultimate peekaboo game of the quantum world. When photons or electrons are sent through two rectangular slits, they create a pattern on a backdrop that screams, "Look at us, we're waves." But the moment experimenters get curious and set up a camera to watch, the particles seem to say, "Oh no, we've been caught," and behave strictly like, well, particles. It's as if the universe knows it's being watched and decides to straighten up its act, just like teenagers on the couch when their parents walk in. These theories have led to talk about alternate dimensions, with a recent rise in pop culture awareness in both movies and television. At this point, the multiverse has become part of our zeitgeist. Could it be that there's a parallel Earth identical to ours in every single way, with one notable exception? Is this Earth, too, intersecting with our reality by creating singularities isolated to our household dryers, where alternate Earth doppelgangers deal with unexpected laundry phenomena, aka ULPs, where whole governments and major scientific bodies are pouring exponential resources into the study of what they call the third sock phenomenon? You heard that correctly. These folks aren't saying, "Where did my socks go?" but rather, "Where did this extra sock come from?" So, what are we to make of all this when, at least in our dimension, we are still one sock short, regardless of the cause? I don't know. Perhaps it's not about where the socks are going or where they're coming from. In the end, maybe the tale of the missing sock isn't about its destination, but what it leaves behind. A sense of wonder at the mysteries that connect us to the cosmos, beyond the veil and between the worlds, and with all of us who's ever stared at a pile of mismatched socks.
You have been listening to guest contributor Chad Trombley reading his piece, The Cosmic Sock Hop. For Esoterica, I'm CJ Kinney. Thanks for listening.